My brother has lived in Tokyo for years and years, and when I, the rare occasions we talk on the phone, he says he has to hold the phone away from his ear because I talk so loud. So if you can't hear me, tell me. I have had years of teaching. So. But I am of the viewpoint that art is meant to actually be looked at, and I love that art itself, visual art, is in fact a visual language. But I think it can be helpful still for people to talk about it, and so here goes. So the first thing I'll say is, why rocks? And in thinking about this, I took a few notes. So rocks, stones, and boulders are the building blocks of our planet. Events from prehistory are recorded in their scale and surface variations. Their mineral makeup is revealed in their extraordinary range of colors. Their strength is proverbial. We stack them into walls, carve them up for memorials, and prize them as metaphors for what is everlasting. They seem everything we are not, enduring, solid, immovable. While we can't perceive their evolution, rocks are born out of extreme external pressures. Explosions of molten lava, continental rifts, plate tectonics, and wind and water erosion. Our human experience of time clouds our comprehension of their transformation into rocks. But changes we can't see still happen. What is timeless is, from a different vantage point, ephemeral. What seems endless might disappear tomorrow. So experiences in various landscapes actually fuel this work. And I've been very lucky to have traveled to many places in the world. But just to give you examples, one experience was up in Acadia National Park in Maine, jumping from slab rock to slab rock so much in beautiful weather that I forgot that I was a grown-up. And that sounds funny, but it was actually shocking to really realize, oh, I'm not a grown-up. It was a very interesting experience. Then hiking trails in Newfoundland were way up high above granite cliffs that overlooked the roiling North Atlantic. You know, such power in that. And then over a series of days in Vedavoo, Wyoming, I tried to draw accurate contours of the oddly shaped formations that you see there that are caused by water and wind erosion. Really extraordinary, bizarre shapes, almost like Cappadocia, but different. Well, it was almost an impossible task. I would draw and draw and draw. It's getting a little hard on the butt. And then I would look up and I'd go, oh, no, 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 no. This is out of scale with this. So then I would erase. And then I would draw and draw and draw some more. And then, oh, no, no, no. I would have to erase. And then the process would keep going on. And strangely, it was a process that I absolutely found utterly engaging, just looking at that art. On a very personal level, why rocks has to do with, for one thing, a good friend of mine who was a collaborator also, who was a choreographer, died of breast cancer pretty recently. A drawn out process. It was very shocking because she was my age. In about the past 10 years, I've been watching my mom slow descend into dementia. She's 91 now. And in fact, I've lived long enough that I've seen in my lifetime, as some of you have, rapid changes and sort of shocking and terrifying changes in the Earth's atmosphere, surface, flora, and fauna. But even the stars die out, explode, transform, producing elements that create life, us, and rocks. So paradox, heavy light, fragile strong, man-made natural, organic geometric. To me, these are the puzzle pieces of life.